Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. And you?
I'm just great. I just want to do a little station identification just for a minute. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jackie, tomorrow. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Veronica.
You don't look a day older.
I know. Thank you, team. And Botox. Okay, tonight. Thank you, Veronica. That was very sweet. Tonight's show, what is happening to you? Why is the team working with you? And what is the true purpose? And most importantly, why us? And I did change that for all of us. The team's going to talk about what they're doing with us and why we're working with them and purpose of the power retrieval, soul liftings, how that affects our lives and soul journeys. So I'm very excited. Show dedication tonight to the birth of hope on the planet instead of fear and uncertainty. And so also next week, Ronnie and I were talking earlier, we are going to do a show on how it's looking right now with the breaking down of the patriarchal chauvinistic masculine archetype, how that's manifesting everywhere and on so many levels. So since both Veronica and I are seeing this and all of our clients, we thought it would be important.
It's actually pretty exciting to take a look at how these archetypes are coming apart. I mean, it gives us something to fuel to really get excited about the changes.
It is exciting, and so we are definitely going to do that next week and share some wonderful stories and interesting insights and help people understand what they're feeling so that they don't think they've lost their minds. And trust me, everyone, you haven't. You may feel like it. We all do at times.
Well, we are trying to lose our mind, aren't we, the way it used
well,
to be?
Well, we are.
Anyway.
That's a very good one, Veronica. Good one. Ooh, you're sharp as a knife. Can't get anything by her. Okay, current energies. And I'm just going to read a little bit of this. I didn't get any channelings out this week. Sorry, everyone. I was traveling, so things just didn't get done. And this is good stuff. There's a sense of anticipation in the air. If you received other channeled e-newsletters, you know that nearly everyone is predicting transformational events in the very near future. We do seem to be poised for a course adjustment of sorts, what some are calling a dimensional shift. Let's see. In changing times, incredible opportunities to advance our awareness and our spiritual growth. Let's see, our personal experience of this course adjustment will vary for each one of us according to the next step we're ready to take. That's very important. She goes on to say, I interpret a dimensional shift to mean we're ready to open our awareness to another level and to expand our abilities of perception further beyond the physical plane. And if we have restrictive beliefs and emotions that need to be transmuted as part of the process, we will likely be given opportunities to recognize and release those lower vibrational energies. Amen. Astrologically, the upcoming shift corresponds with the first Pluto-Saturn square, which will be exact on November 15th, although we're already feeling it, the influence
it's
of it.
It's pretty challenging, isn't it, that part of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn goes into Libra today. Actually, it's already gone in. And Mercury joins the Sun in Scorpio on Wednesday, which was yesterday, and will be assisting us over the next 3 weeks in our search for truth and what may sometimes seem to be a sea of secrets and half-truths. Back to you, Veronica, about what we were talking earlier. Scorpio is both courageous and persistent, like an animal with a strong prey drive. It's not easily dissuaded from the chase.
I know a few of you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Pluto-Mercury aspect on Wednesday provides a few clues to start us off on the right track. We'll continue to follow the trail through mid-November along the way, uncovering what has been hidden, also revealing the truths that have been obscured.
Wow, because there's been so much revelation over the last year or so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Big stuff coming.
This sounds exciting, doesn't it?
And I think, I am feeling this sense of something very big coming, and I think a lot of people are feeling it. And, of course, we've got the 11-11 coming, and there's a beautiful channeling from Sally Fenn on that, which I will get out to everybody. It may not get out till next week, but it'll still be in plenty of time for the 11-11. And we're poised right now for some very, very big stuff. Lots of unwinding and shocking. The team has talked about going back to the mainframe and going back to mom and dad, God and goddess. And, boy, I'm just seeing this everywhere. And the balancing of the masculine and feminine. And until we heal this stuff, it's literally like trying to walk through these beautiful shifts, and some of them challenging, but dragging along an iron ball, around our ankle, we just can't get there. And it's not optional at this timing to not get healed with mom and dad. I mean, it's just so deep. I can't emphasize that one enough. I just can't emphasize it enough. And if we aren't taking care of it, it's going to be coming at us everywhere. And I'm sure seeing that in everybody's sessions. What about you, Veronica?
Well, I was just thinking about myself, We went to a sound healing thing last weekend, and it was really, really empowering, and I felt so expanded in light, except there was this big awareness deep down in the soul journey, which kind of shows up to me like a really deep place. And there was this tangle with myself and my daughter, and I knew it was deep and karmic, and I don't know about mainframe, but certainly close back there. And it felt like a weight for a couple of days. I was conscious enough of it to keep generating awareness and pulling it up. I think it was a very, very big divulgement that came up through that process of the sound healing evening.
Well, in yours, so much of it has been mom daughter, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really challenged with the feminine, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I have been. Mm-hmm. So I don't pretend to understand what came up. I just felt like it was something finally releasing, and it took about 2 days for it to clear through.
Well, again, this lifetime is about healing themes of other lifetimes, and the probability is that you came in this lifetime to really get this one with the daughter. I probably did with mine, too. And, Yeah, I know. And to really get it.
But it's very deep. It's very old, huh?
Mm-hmm. So we're definitely, I'm seeing a lot of mother-daughter stuff. I'm seeing a lot of father-daughter stuff, lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely, it's coming at you in dream states if you can sit down and try to interpret. The team is doing this so many times, and it fascinates me how they can just extract from these dreams these extraordinary things. I'm like, what? Wow.
In their interpretations.
Yeah, it's amazing. And somehow they tie it all together and put a bow on it, and I'm just like, wow. So, definitely this stuff is bubbling up out of our subconscious and unconscious, and it's just coming out in every direction. It's amazing. Tonight, of course, the team is going to be talking about what they're doing and why they're doing it and why all of you are involved at whatever level you're involved, whether you're having, personal sessions with them or just listening to the show. And Veronica, you're going to be on tonight because you're the perfect person to ask questions and to look at what other people
Barbara Walters here.
Yeah, want to know, that the team doesn't come through with, because remember, they're not human. so you have to be the token human that kind of comes up with the questions. Notice I said token human.
Yeah, we play the game. We play the game. Yeah, they're very patient with me when I push for information that they probably think I don't need to get, maybe.
I don't feel like the Lone Ranger. They do the same thing to me. I can ask questions till the cows come home, and until it's time, I don't get to see it. When I get to see it, it's a huge packet of information, and then it comes in all multidimensionally. So it's really quite amazing. I'm kind of blown away with that.
Well, and I told you there are sometimes when I re-listen to certain shows, I feel the resonance go through my entire being about just certain nuggets. I just go, wow, that's touched me. You know, I just know it expands, it releases us from knots that are in there, doesn't it?
They seem to do it in a very benign way, and yet it seems to have this very profound effect. And
mm-hmm.
Just for all of you listening out there, it's very funny to me because Veronica will feed back to me something that Team has said, and I'll be like, they said that? Really? So, you know, if I had time, I'd listen to all the shows. I just don't have time.
I don't really either, but there's some I just really grab and try to squeeze it for a
while.
Well,
even, you know, with the sessions, I've always said I would love to listen to all the sessions, and I used to double tape. I don't do it anymore. Those were in the days when I was afraid I was going to die and that there'd have to be some, you know, library of information. I filled up a whole closet and said, okay, enough. Oh, Lord. So I think I'm going to go ahead and go into channel early tonight so that this can kind of get kicked around, and because I have a feeling you guys are going to have fun, you and the team, so... I'm going to get out of the way.
Right, Jack.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Hi,
welcome,
hello.
Welcome all of you out there tonight. And we're going to have some fun.
Yes.
Now, we're going to try to keep this as simple as possible, which is, it's complex, but it's simple. Simple and complex. A lot of the information tonight will be multidimensional. Some of you may feel it rather than understand it. Some of you may understand it rather than feel it. Now, many of the things that we've talked about in various shows and times, sessions, will be included at some level in the information tonight. We're hoping in dedicating this show tonight to this information that it will be easier for all of you to be able to put this information together, to allow the download of this information to go into you, to have a better sensing of who you are and what your purpose is. Now, we're not saying your job. We're saying your purpose. Your larger purpose. All right? Now, let's begin with the idea and concept that all of you listening, or the majority of you listening out there tonight, well, we would say all of you, let's say we scan. Yes, all of you listening tonight, Veronica, of course, you, channel, all had a grand plan coming in this lifetime. Now, some of you got stuck on Earth. I want you to understand this. You came in at various times to accomplish certain things and were frustrated, right, by the fact that you forgot who you were and got stuck. You built up what you call karma and got caught in the karmic cycle of planet Earth. Many of you have been on the planet for a very long time. And for many of you, that was your job. You wanted to take Earth through its incarnational cycle. And you have done this on many planets, not just Earth. We want to emphasize that, everyone. All right? For many of you, you've done this on many, many, many planets. Some of you, thousands of planets. Some of you, not only planets in this universe, but in other universes. All right. The channel calls this the intergalactic, interuniversal Green Berets. For some of you, it's intergalactic. For some, interuniversal Green Berets. All right? Some of you participated in the creation of this planet. All from the very, very, very beginning. When we say creation of the planet, we mean creation. Some of you came in at later times. Some of you were instrumental in creating different aspects. Some of you were instrumental in creating, participating in, creating humans even. All right? So your histories are varied. Now, some of you are recent arrivals, right? Not many experiences on planet Earth, but all you wanted to get in and experience. Exciting opportunity. Some of you are angry about what happened to Earth. For various reasons, different forms of interference, etc. Some of you are from different races, right, that help seed their DNA into the human species. And you are representatives of those races. And you're here for this grand finale, this culminating lifetime. Is a very exciting thing. Unfortunately, you've got caught up in your human experience. And this lifetime has been a struggle for many of you. Because there was so much to accomplish in this lifetime. And you all felt completely prepared to do this. Some of you took on an awful lot in this lifetime. You felt that you needed to do everything. Well, let's get rid of all of this so that we can be of service at the crucial time. And some of you decided that through your healing, you would be of the greatest service. And that is true for all of you. Now, your relationship with us is older and longer than you know. Many of you participate in these great meetings, right, that occur about how to proceed, how to expand, how to move things faster. The channel likes the pie analogy, so we'll use that tonight. Everybody is part of the pie. Well, we have to paraphrase her, so she does this one better than we do. Each one of you has your own unique energies, your own unique histories, your own unique star ancestry that you bring to this. Therefore, each one of you, as you experience and heal and heal and clear and heal, are having a different impact on the collective. Now, why is your impact on the collective any bigger than somebody else's? Because you're unique. You're different. We didn't say special. We said unique and different. We only avoid the word special because of the negative ego, and that's the only reason. We think you're very special, but that's because we do, all right?
Thank you.
Now, meetings, all right? Oh, there was much to do about how to accomplish this, and when the meeting started, began with all of you, and each one of you had some sensing of experiences with extraterrestrials at some level, or multidimensional beings, or star beings, or whatever names you want to use. Many of you are what you call abductees or detainees, as Bashar would prefer to say, and we would agree with him. They were only doing work that needed to be done, and things that you agreed to as a participation in their endeavor, which is to create new races to seed the universe. All right. To carry on their genetics, combined with human genetics, with your incredible capacity for love and emotion. Now, prior to coming onto the planet in this lifetime, there were a lot of things you agreed to because it made perfect sense. Now, unfortunately, you get here and it's not always that easy. So some of you had you had struggles with some of these experiences, and we're aware of that. Now you're all meeting with us. They're big meetings. We'll call them our town hall meetings, all right? Our town hall meetings are pretty spectacular. Because we're getting input from you as the humans in terms of what you think you can handle and cannot handle, how fast you can move individually and as a collective as well. Now, many people have asked us, did they choose us or did we choose them? Well, it was mutual. This was an agreement. Now, all of you are connected to one another. Impossible not to be. Now, as a general statement, that's true for everyone on the planet and all of us. But you are unique. And each one of you carries your own unique frequencies and vibrations and lineage. We're not talking human lineage, although that is a piece of it as well, but you carry your own unique star lineages and unique human lineage. Chosen. Where can I be the most effective? Now, these agreements were not just you sitting somewhere in the clouds deciding this. Some of these were set up generations ago for this time. Please be aware of that. In order to bring you in so that you could experience. For some of you, when we say experience very devastating things. We're not saying that this was an easy journey. At all. But as a collective, as we bring all of you together, the experiences that all of you have had come together to touch all experience of all humanity. We have the ability to see that. You don't yet have the ability to feel that. You're not alone. No matter how lonely you may feel, none of you are alone. Your life on Earth is only part of your total experience right now. Many of you are exhausted when you wake up in the mornings, and that's because you're doing a lot of work with us in the dream time. as well as your higher selves and guides and so on and so forth. This is a big, it's a big group. How big? Well, almost impossible for you to totally understand that. Almost impossible for you to totally understand that yet. Because it includes all levels and dimensions. All levels and dimensions, as well as races. Now, power retrievals, what does that mean? The power retrievals are very important because you are going back to the mainframe, dealing with mom and dad. The original projections of God and Goddess. And certainly your therapists out there have played with this, and Jung and many others, and all the archetypes, this and that and the other. We're not going to cloud all this up tonight with all of that. We try to keep this relatively simple. Why are power retrievals important? Now, for some of you, you've done multiple power retrievals on mom and dad with us. And we can say to you that there's been a reason for that. How much can we amp up the energy? How far can you go? How much can you handle without breaking down? But you see, things are changing, and so as the energies are amplified, the way that it all works together can change and shift and change and shift and change and shift, and it is. Some of you are volunteers. No problem, I'll start out. I'll start with the power retrievals. I'll see how it works. I will help the king, you see, so that they can gauge how I move through it to see what adjustments need to be made. How far can we go? Now, what does a power retrieval do? Well, you're healing not only mom and dad or whoever you're doing one with, but all the lifetimes you've had with them throughout time and no time. So you're working on lifetimes not only here on Earth, but also in the cosmos. Now, you might ask, well, what does that do for Earth? Oh, it does a lot. And it does a lot for the cosmos as well. You see, this grew. We were never certain how far all of you could go. And neither were you. And that's why the meetings and the commitment. Some of you have been with us for years, beautifully committed. And we love you so for that. But your level of commitment at a conscious level is far greater at the subconscious because you understood at the subconscious level what was really happening and how big it is. Soul liftings. That's been recent. Soul liftings work through each one of the chakras. We work on one chakra at a time, one portal at a time, healing the soul through all experiences on Earth and then the cosmos. Now, people, this is very big work, and each one of you experiences this differently because it depends on how far you can go. Not to limit who you are, but at a soul level, these experiences are beyond anything you can imagine. You don't really have a frame of reference formed, because you're not only dealing with other lifetimes, but the entire soul journey through this universe. and all of the parallel realities, other dimensional realities that you're running at the same time, because you see, you think that your path is singular, but it's not. It is multidimensional in this lifetime as well. We can't give you all of this in a linear description. But there are certain triggers and the things that we're talking about that may shift you, expand you, to understand how big each and every one of you really are. How much more than what you perceive in the mirror you truly are. Now, did we choose you or did you choose us? And the answer is, we all agreed that if certain things happened here and there and here and there, certain benchmarks, that this would all come together at a certain timing. Our channel took on certain things in this lifetime, very difficult things, in preparation for this experience. There was a concern about whether or not she would live, and she's come close to not living more than once. She's aware of one time she died, but she's not aware of some of the others. She was the least cooperative of all of you. She wanted to go home, did not want to stay here at all. But that was a concern coming in. So at a higher level, she understood that was the risk she ran. Not being able to stay here because the pain was too great. But she made it through. She's here. She's done fine. Now. All right. Power retrievals, we're going to go back to those for a moment because we want to kind of expand the ideas of what we're working with here. Lineage, nationality, religion, healing all the way through your lineage to the beginning of your lineage's experience on Earth. And that can be as many as a million people, plus or minus. But each one of you, as you have a session, that session is reverberating out on so many levels that you can't possibly imagine. Now, do you benefit as an individual? Of course you do. But your service through the experience is healing so much more. So many others, because they all exist. It has nothing to do with their dead. No, they're not. Your perception is that they are, but they're not. Now, how loved are you? Oh, beyond anything you can imagine. At your darkest times, when you wonder, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? You're living your purpose. Your service has been extraordinary. Many of you have had sessions with us and couldn't afford them, and yet were driven to do it without understanding why. And we will say to you that the service that you are giving as a result of that is so much greater than you know. The service that you're doing not only to humans and humanity, but for other races as well. And that's why each one of you carries this very unique star lineage. Right? You all want to know, well, who's my star family? You know, you're from Sirius and you're from Arcturus. Oh, it's so much greater than that, people. It's so much greater than that. Both at a genetic level at an experiential level. So what you're doing here is reverberating out throughout the cosmos, your universe, other races. And we love you for your level of service. To take on something that's never been done before, ever, ever. Now why would you do this? Besides helping all these others. The sessions are happening through the archetypes. The framework, the blueprint, trickling down into the collective in a very big way. Framework of human consciousness, the archetype. What does that do to the archetypes? It changes the archetypes, doesn't it? It helps heal the blueprint, which creates exponential shift to the collective. Now, we're not telling you all of this for grandiosity. We're telling you this because it's time for you to know it and to understand it at whatever level that you can at this timing. But the seeds are being given to you tonight. And the seeds will grow. And the understandings will come in like flashes. Ah, I got it. Oh, wait a minute, I got it. I can see it multidimensionally. All of a sudden I got this. I can see it, how it weaves all together. Nothing really is separate. Oh my God. Wow. And that's what you're all doing. And that's why we're here. And that's why you're here. For this grand agreement that we have to move beyond what anyone thought was possible. And your courage and our commitment makes it possible. Veronica?
Yes.
Questions?
Well, I'm actually kind of mesmerized by it all and thinking how when you do a power retrieval, for example, what I'm understanding is you're saying it reverberates through all of our dimensions, past, present, future, and
that's correct.
Way out there, is that right?
That's correct.
Hmm. And it's really hard to comprehend how vast it is, isn't it? Or maybe not for you, but it is for me.
It for you as a human. To look at it from a linear perspective, right? You can see pieces of it, but to put it all together all at one time and to see the overlays, the matrix of it, the way it works as a matrix, is stunning, see? And that's why we're seeding everyone tonight with this information.
Do we so experience it best in just the beingness of it? Just being?
Say it again.
Is one way for us to experience what you're saying is just in the beingness, our vast beingness of self?
Well, we can't say that as a general for anyone, because each one of you are going to experience it differently.
Well, that's true.
All right, some of you may sit down or try to draw it out. Wait a minute, this goes to this and that goes to that, this goes to that, attaches to, oh my God. The piece that you're going to miss is the parallel dimensions, you see. All the, well, you thought, choices not taken, you see, paths not taken, that are existing, where you're living out that alternative reality in another dimension.
So are those touched by the power retrievals and by the soul things?
Of course. Now, if we hold on a moment, please. One moment. All right. Many of you have had past life regressions or had spontaneous breakthroughs of other lifetimes.
Yes.
And generally speaking, those lifetimes that break through, again, the emotional imprints are what is carried forth. The emotional imprints of different experiences, right? That's usually what you touch into, great joy or trauma. Right? Part of your soul's journey.
Yeah.
As you do, the power retrieval is soul lifting. And it reverberates depending on, again, these weave, these are different. Right? But they weave out into that experience, helping to heal that experience, that emotion, which then reverberates back into this you. Right? Now that's on the soul journey level. A power retrieval, you're moving out through lineage. Right? All the way back. Stripping out the impact of religion, nationality. Dissolving so much of that, you see. So each one of these has a very unique vibration. But the outgrowth of it is enormous. Enormous. The impact and effect reverberating out and coming back in. Enormous. Exponential healing for you. Extended healing beyond your imagination. It took time to develop these. Time. How far could we go? Would it work? We were as curious as you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really possible? You are family to us. Could these extraordinary parts of our family who are on earth be able to do this? Be committed enough with whatever level of understanding that they had to explore with us unlimited possibilities. Far ahead of the curve of what you call the real ascension of your planet. Now, what does that do to you? It makes you a vehicle of healing wherever you go. Whatever you do. Just by being. You are able to hold more light, radiate out activation and light. You become a transmitter of pure light and information. Because as it comes through you, there's less to what? Block it, deter it, less for it to bounce off of, get depleted, smaller, distorted. Without the distortion, you're like a beacon, a true beacon, a much greater light and information than you can possibly imagine.
And how many do we need to have to release ourselves?
Mother, father, all right, six chakras. Now the time involved we can never give you because it's different for each one of you. Those are the keys, all right, mother, father, six chakras. For some of you, you've done power retrievals with other people. We understand that. And they've been very powerful. For some of you, of course, this being the culminating lifetime, you brought in key people in this lifetime to clear with. And that's all right. But mother, father, six chakras so we don't do the ground. Now, we're not trying to make this mandatory for anyone, people. That's not the reason for this channeling tonight. It's to help you to understand the contributions that you're making on this planet. To love yourselves more, to honor yourselves more, to take better care of yourselves, to recognize why you participated in this. What was this really about? Well, I wanted to heal Mom and Dad. Oh no, it was far more than that. You are part of the team. Do you understand? Earthbound, but part of the team. This part of you is earthbound. There's other parts of you that are not. Other lifetimes. Many of you have other lifetimes that are participating with us. Or star families. Some of you listening tonight, we've done some very experimental work with, especially in the beginning. How far could we go? Testing the limits, all right? We are learning as well as you are. What humans are capable of doing, how far they can go. Please understand that your lineage isn't necessarily human, although you were born into human lineage, but your true lineage is star. Other questions, Veronica?
So you're saying mother, father, and six chakras? And the difference in the power retrieval and the soul lifting is that one is, I guess I'm a little bit confused about what is unhooked. Is it, I still need some more explanation, I think.
All right.
I know that my relationship
changed. One question at a time. All right, go ahead.
I had some power retrievals which were wonderful. And I had one with a sibling that I have a big difficulty with, and it really reverberated through everything in my being to have that lifted
out.
And it wasn't lifted out, it was a retrieval, right?
Yes.
Pulling my own power back from the influence.
Yes. Again, we're going to say this to you people. Some of you, this life experience was very damaging for many of you, which is why we've done power retrievals with other people. But your original damage, all right,
mm-hmm,
is Mom, always, and Dad. Even if you don't think there's damage there, it is the original blueprint. The original projection of God and Goddess are onto Mom and Dad. It's the mainframe. Now, siblings can be a big part of this. We will. And for some of you, it was husbands and mothers. But only because of the projection of father and the unique twist of that took on. Because you're always trying to heal the original damage through others. Again, with siblings, it can be a little different because that goes sideways, kind of compared to, well, linear in your reality. So when you come in, you have mother and other women, father and other men. So mm-hmm, it's more expanded in that respect. Does that make sense to you, Rock?
It does, and I'm just kind of fascinated by the fact that the reverberations are tremendous. So as we do that, we affect vibrationally all the people that we come in contact with anyway, don't we? I know
you
said that earlier.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. And then soul.
This is your great contribution, Veronica, that, again, you don't yet recognize how much support you have as you're going through this process. And as it then moves out to other experience, how this is going to be amplified in ways you have yet to see. Veronica, you're beginning to see it, certainly, as your reality starts to expand.
Mm-hmm. I get glimpses, but I sure don't understand in a logical way, but that's probably good.
No, and you're not going to yet. In a multidimensional way, yes. Mm-hmm. You must expand your ideas of how things can work and that it is a matrix in terms of energy, moving out far beyond anything that you can imagine. All right.
And ideally, the collective is moved radically into...
That's correct. It is.
Yeah.
Now, for some of you who did power retrievals with Mom and Dad at the beginning, those are not as powerful as they would be now. Because we're able to bring more through, because you can handle it now, because the energies and frequencies have been raised. So it's expanded. Remember, we're learning as you expand. How far can we go with you? To what level? How far can we expand this? This has been a work in progress. We want you to understand this. It's not been a solid plan. It's been a work in progress. And you've all participated at some level. Not just in your human experience. Many of you are aware that in the dream time you're having a hell of a time. You wake up in the morning exhausted, wonder where the hell you've been. Well, many of you report ship with us in these extraordinary meetings. Many of you contributed ideas and suggestions and how far can we go, and I'm willing. Go ahead. Not as resignation, but excited. All right? Excited. And it is exciting.
The tremendous art form of for humanity, isn't it?
It is. Now, the soul lifting. For those that we've worked with and what we saw, was an opportunity, and many of you were participants in this decision, all right, who wanted to go further, all right? While I'm here, how far can we go? How much can we lift of the damage of the soul if the soul got beat up and don't think it did, and it did? Cut. Through some of the damage through all your lifetimes in this universe. Now, there are no words in your language that we could really give you that would explain what this means. All right. To your overall journey as individual souls, and as parts of collectives, by the way. Some of you are collectives, all right, part of a collective. Some of you are collectives now.
And we are going to have to end very shortly.
All right. Any other quick questions that you may have, Veronica?
I just want us to continue this conversation. Can we do that next time?
If you desire. Would you like to continue this next week?
I think it really bears some continuing, yes.
All right.
Fascinating.
Now, we're going to let you speak in a moment, Veronica, about your shows. We offered you tonight that you may call us in and ask for an experience that will help you to be able to understand this from a multidimensional perspective, to move away blocks and the clouds and the shame and the less than that will help you to see at least pieces of this. We've been seeding you all through this conversation. But we are happy to come in and work with each of you that call us in tonight. Veronica, now you want to talk about your show.
Well, your conversation tonight has been so about evolution, and my next guest on Paradigm Shifters is Bruce Lipton talking about spontaneous evolution.
Oh, yes, we love Bruce, yes.
So it's a perfect segue, isn't it?
It is a perfect segue, and a perfect, again, recommending the book. Give the name of the book, Veronica.
Spontaneous Evolution. It's wonderful.
There you go.
It'll be 8 o'clock next Tuesday evening here on BBS Radio. And next Thursday I'll be doing Radiance by Design, and I was talking about exercises in terms of getting hold of your evolution tonight, and I think we'll call that in again next Tuesday at 7
p.m. All right, excellent.
And then you can top it off with some rapid movement here.
Well, you come with lots of questions next week, all right, Veronica?
You bet.
You come with lots
Thank
of questions.
You.
We're going to count on that. We're going to tell all of you also, if you have questions, please email them to the channel or to Veronica. All right? Either one. To the channel or to Veronica. Jackie@ethealing.com or to Veronica.
VeronicaEntwistle.com.
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
We will try to answer as many questions as we can next week. So if you will do that, it will be very helpful. It's easier than call-ins because we don't get kind of hung up. That way we can try to move through as many questions. We are happy to do so. Know that we love each and every one of you so very much. Veronica, we love you. And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you for listening, everyone. Many blessings. Good night.